placebo. Turns out that things can get even more ridiculous if there are more vaccinated, say 500, than vaccinated. So here's our 500 in the vaccine group and 100 still in the no vaccine group. So 50 out of the 500 are going to be infected in weeks 0 to 2. There's the 50. And 10 out of the 100 are going to be infected in the vaccine group. But of course, 45 out of the 450 previously uninfected are going to be infected in weeks 3 to 4. There's our 45 coming down there. And 9 out of 10 previously uninfected from the no vaccine group could be affected in weeks 3 to 4, but they come down there. So again, those infected in the first 2 weeks after vaccination are classified as unvaccinated, so they all get moved over there. So over here we've got 45 out of the 450 vaccinated infected, that's the same 10%, but over here we've got 69 out of 150 unvaccinated are infected, that's 46%, and the efficacy is already up to 78%. And of course, if we only tested a third of the unvaccinated, that efficacy will go up even higher.